Section 7. Prepare to ride. Properly preparing for a trip is critical to safety. Before riding a motorcycle, check all gear in the motorcycle itself. If the motorcycle is borrowed, determine if any operational differences exist. Gear check. A good rider wears an approved U.S. Department of Transportation helmet. Approved eye and face protection. Protective clothing. The helmet is the single most important piece of equipment riders must wear. One of every five reported motorcycle crashes involves head or neck injuries. A helmet improves survival in crashes. Make sure the approved helmet is fastened securely. A properly fitting, approved helmet can increase rider comfort and reduce fatigue. Helmet use. Helmets are required by law for motorcycle operators and riders in New Jersey. Operators who carry passengers who do not wear helmets can be fined. Consider these additional facts. An approved helmet ensures adequate peripheral vision for riders. A study of more than 900 motorcycle crashes, in which 40% of the riders wore helmets, found no cases where a helmet impaired a rider's vision or masked danger. Most crashes happen on short trips, less than 5 miles long, shortly after starting. Even low-speed crashes can be fatal. In fact, most occur at speeds slower than 30 miles per hour. At these speeds, helmets can cut the number and severity of head injuries by half. Regardless of speed, riders without helmets are 3 times more likely to die from head injuries than riders wearing helmets at the time of the crash. Helmet selection. Approved helmets come in 3 types, 1/2, 3/4 and full face. Each must meet U.S. Department of Transportation, USDOT, Federal Motor Vehicle Standard, FMVSS, 218. Look for the DOT symbol on the outside back of the helmet. Then, look for a label inside the helmet with the manufacturer's name, month, and year of manufacture, construction materials, model, size, and other important information. Be equipped with a chin strap and have at least 4 square inches of red, amber, or white reflectorized tape on each side. Lack obvious defects, such as cracks, loose padding or frayed straps. Note: not all helmet damage is obvious. To ensure safety, do not buy a used helmet. When riding, keep the helmet securely fastened at all times. A loosened helmet is likely to fall off during a crash. Eye and face protection. Motorcycle operators are required to wear approved goggles or a face shield when operating a motorcycle, unless the motorcycle is equipped with a windscreen. NJSA 39.3-76.8, 76.9. A full face helmet offers riders the most protection. A plastic face shield does protect a rider's face from wind, dust, dirt, rain, insects, and debris. Regardless, attention should be on the road, not on these potential problems. Choose equipment that is not distracting, so that your complete attention is on the road. Goggles can also protect a rider's eyes from wind, dust, dirt, rain, insects, and debris, but do not protect the rest of a rider's face, but a face shield does. Most windshields will not protect eyes from wind, neither will eyeglasses or sunglasses. Glasses will not keep eyes from watering and might blow off while riding. Face shields and goggles must meet U.S. Department of Transportation in New Jersey standards, and should have the ANSI label. Because they are plastic, face shields and goggles will develop scratches and become brittle with age. For maximum protection and comfort, replace equipment regularly. Effective eye or face protection must be scratch-free. Be made of shatterproof material. Give a clear view to either side. Fasten securely. Allow air to pass through, so it will not fog. Allow enough room for eyeglasses or sunglasses, if needed. Tinted eye protection should not be worn at night or any other time when little light is available. Clothing. Clothing helps protect riders in crashes and in other situations. Jackets and pants should cover arms and legs completely, while still providing comfort. Both should fit snugly enough that there is no flapping in the wind and loosely enough to let the rider move freely. Bright, reflective helmets and clothing help others see a motorcyclist. Leather offers the most protection, but sturdy, synthetic material also provides protection. Wear a jacket even in warm weather. Many motorcycle jackets are designed to protect without overheating, even on warm days. Boots and shoes should be high enough to cover ankles and sturdy enough to provide support. Soles should be made of a hard, durable material. Heels should be short enough not to catch on rough surfaces. Boot straps and shoelaces should be tucked in. Full finger leather or other motorcycle gloves are also important as they provide a good grip on controls, while helping to protect hands during a crash. In cold or wet weather, clothes should keep riders warm and dry, as well as protect riders from injury. Safely controlling a motorcycle with numb arms is nearly impossible. Riding for long periods in the cold weather can cause severe chill, fatigue, and hypothermia. A winter jacket should be wind-resistant and fit snugly at the neck, wrists, and waist. Rain suits should be sized so they are easily removed and put on, as well as designed for riding. Otherwise, these suits can tear apart or balloon up at high speeds. Some gloves are made to keep wind or rain from traveling up sleeves.